That's not on my phone.
Yeah, so it's not on this one either. It's just,
I don't know why.
It's very strange.
Yeah, why not? Okay. If you think of it, what's going on? Could be. All right, let me just get this working. Why is this not working? Okay, good. Welcome to Hanukkah. We're going to speak this evening about the subject that is related to Hanukkah, and that is the placement of the Hanukkah candle. The placement of the Hanukkah candle. The Gemara says in the Hanukkah Sugya, about Chof Alef Mudbeis, on the very bottom of Chof Alef Mudbeis, source 1, Omer Kana Dorosh of Nosim Ban the Yumish Medo Yitamchum, going over to Chof Eid and Alef, Ner Shom Hanukkah, Sheinicha Lamala Me'eshin Am Absulim Kisukka Ukamot. The Hanukkah candles was placed higher than 20 amas off the ground. That's possible. Okay, 20 amas, the Suman amas is about 2 feet. So let's say about, 40 feet off the ground, 3 or 4 stories, that is, basically. The Hanukkah menorah placed that high up is no good. Kisukka Ukamovi. Rashi says there in Chofez and Alas, there's 2 psula. Why? Because people don't notice when something's that high. You know, if you walk in the street, you have something. I guess when you look to the side, it's called peripheral vision. But you also have upper vision. Maybe that's included in peripheral vision. That's a technical term. But, you see something that's above, as well. Okay, it's a form of peripheral vision that you see a little bit high. It doesn't have to be exactly the height of your eyes. But when it's that high, Chazal felt, the 20 amas are high. That's too high, so no one's going to notice it. And therefore, you don't have to see Menisa, and it's no good. And the Gemara says, that's the same thing as by Sukkah and Mavi. As Rashi says, Kisukkah and Mavi. The Tanan Behu, the head of the Erevin, and the Masechah Sukkah, the Tzilah, the Mishnayah say, in Masechah Erevin, and the Masechah Sukkah, they're possible. Let's look quickly at what it says in Masechah Erevin, source number 3, about days when I was Erevin, the first Mishnah Erevin. Mavli, Shukavol, Laman, and Asimam, Yemayet, and Huda, and the Masechah and the Tanoi, and the Mishnah, the Rabban, and the Huda, will soon like the Rabban. It's a long Rashi, Mavli, Shukavol, I'm not going to read it, but just explain, Rashi explains what a Mavli is. A Mavli is basically an alleyway. And you have to picture how villages or towns look in the days of the Chachamim, to imagine it. So imagine Mei Sharon, or these old type of areas. You have like one main road, then off the main road is like an alleyway, and off the alleyway are different courtyards. That's how it was set up. So the mobile is the alleyway that comes off the main road. So strictly speaking, the main road is the Rishus HaRabim. We're talking about carrying on Shabbos. Okay, the main road is the Rishus HaRabim. The mobile, the alleyway, is not really Rishus HaRabim. The only people going to the alleyway will live in the courtyard to kind of break off the alleyway. Then each courtyard has several apartments or homes that open into it. Again, I think you often see that in the old neighborhoods in Yerushalayim. So neither are both allowed to carry in a mavli unless you put up some sort of a beam, a cross beam. You don't have to have an eruv per se, like a door frame, a lechi, and 2 lechis in a korah above, like we take an eruv around the town. But you have to have a korah, a beam, as a heker. Neither one of that makes this area that you are able to carry. And without the details now, the rice is not a problem. The rice is, we should not surround them anyway. It's only we call it carolus, and so in the Rabbanan, you're allowed to make the area that way. But in order to be able to carry in this area, but this core, this cross beam, also has to be within 20 amos of the ground. It can't be that high. Because again, it's supposed to serve as a form of a heker. Okay, for the month also. And the Mishnah says, if you place it more than 20 amos, you might, we'll look at the second Rashi before, Yashpil, right? Because, you have to lower it down, okay? Because that's the shear. Again, I'm interested in the Erevin, as you can read the Rashi. But I don't want to spend that much time on it. But that's the din by Erevin. So the Mogli, the cross beam, is Korah, actually. The Mogli is the alleyway itself. This Korah, this cross beam, which is serving, so to speak, as what we will call an Erev, to allow you to carry in that area, so that's called, that has also be 20 amos, no higher than 20 amos off the ground. And by Sukkah, perhaps more familiar to many of us, is the Mishnah Sukkah that pays with Aleph, source 5. Sukkah, she grow a mountain, it's a mountain still, a Yudah Mash, again, the same focus of Aron Yudah, but they also chachamot in Sukkah, where the Tzchach is more than 20 amos of the giant Sukkah, where the Tzchach is more than 20 amos off the ground. That's also no good at Sukkah. There, Rashi doesn't give us information, just says, Yudah Mash, she be Gemara before Kyle. The second Rashi, which ain't a Gola Asura, that's at a different point. So the machlok is, the Gemara is going to explain what the machlok is. But basically, the reason we assume that a sukkah more than 20 amos off the ground, the Gemara there, about based on the alpha sukkah, has 3 different shikas. The Amorayim, Rabba is of the opinion that it's the same thing. You can't see. The whole idea is to see the tzchach. The children ain't right. You can't see. You're supposed to think of the fact that a kofar who protected us, whether it means the clouds or the actual sukkah, whatever it was, and the tzchach is so high, you don't realize. It's one opinion. From there, the opinion has to do with the tail, how the sukkah is supposed to provide shade, and at a certain height, it provides shade in a different way. Again, the details are not important for us. And Rava, it's a more widespread opinion. It's accepted. Rava says that the sukkah is by definition supposed to be a bimas keva. This is a temporary structure. Once you build it that high, 20 amas, in order to support from the 20 amas sukkah, I'm sorry, supposed to be a bimas arai, not a bimas keva. So it's supposed to be a bimas arai. It's supposed to be a temporary structure. So if you build it more than 20 amas off the ground, that almost by definition is a bimas keva. You have to have a strong wall in order to support something that high. That's the sukkah in the first page in sukkah. So the Ritzvah points out in back in our Hanukkah sukkah, in Shabbos, Chof Beis on Aleph, even on the pages that talk about Hanukkah, in the second paragraph of Shabbos. So the Chiddush Ritzvah, so it says, Hod Omar, Rav and Echanek Shich Lamanav Esam Psulah, Kesukah Kemobu, Bikra Adir Medamad of the Sukkah. The ultimate din of being 20 amas, that is comparable to Sukkah, but the reasons are not the same. Okay? But the time of the Hanukkah, Mishun Bo Shaltam Einar, the time of the Sukkah, Mishun Bo Hanukkah, Dirat Keva. So it's also simply pointing out that the equation is not a 100% equation. It's not saying that the reasons are the same in all these cases. The din is the same. It can't be more than 20 amas off the ground. But it could be called the one opinion. But, right. Not correct. But the result is saying the role of the opinions is something like Rava, that it's, the problem is Dirat Keva, which is, of course, not relevant to Hanukkah. It doesn't do with Dirat Keva, Dirat Arai, and the Hanukkah. So the din is right. That's the result of the Ram, also the Kusha Ram and Shabbat. Up based on Al-Hosn. Sulah Sukasuk and Rava Pirish, Adira, the Dominate, the Lava Timer. So Rav, but his point is, he adds a point. The Harabah Gufa, the Farashas, the Mishum Dirat Arai, the Loshaya, the same speaker, according to his book, because we don't have that gear set. But anyway, the din is parallel in terms of the halacha, but not in terms of the in terms of the reasoning behind it. If you're interested in Ramaz, you see Avudram, the Chanukah, the Sefer Avudram in the beginning of the Hilchos Chanukah, source 9, says, Shlo Shudvarim Hain, Im Nasto Adol Amalam Esim, Am Psul, Meilo Hain, Mavu in a Chanukah Sukkah. The Avudram says there are three things, if there are more than 20 Amas, no good. Like the Mavu, the color of the beam by the Mavu, the Chanukah and the Sukkah, who Shlo Shudvarim Hain, some remes in a Pasuk. Each one of the remes in Psukim, and by Chanukah, the remes is, the Pasuk says in the Midbar, for example, Pasuk Peitala, we land on the last day of Hanukkah, Zos Chanukah HaMizbeach B'yom. So the word HaMizbeach B'yom Ola Eliminion Kuf Chof add up to 120 Tfachim. 120 Tfachim, 20 hours. Okay, if you like that remez, fine. I'm not judging it. sometimes the Muslims are harder to figure out than the Etzim. But okay, that's what the Rambam says. Either way, whatever you look at, the bottom line is the Rambam Pasuk for the Hanukkah that's the psak. It's interesting the Rambam has the lashon lo asa klum rather than just saying it's puzzle. Keep that in mind, but the Rambam might be the wonder what the Rambam is trying to add by saying nerchanika shenichol amal esem lo asa klum. Why don't you say lo yasa? Okay, but he says lo asa klum is worthless. Okay, and he says look, he didn't accomplish anything. The shenu nikur, because not noticeable. Okay, but okay, keep that thought in the back of your head because. Maybe the Rambam is driving at is this. Tosfos is bothered in Shabbos Chol Beis and Al Tosfos and the Kanos on Beis and Beis. On Shabbos Chol Beis and Al Tosfos, I'm in Ner Chanukah. Shenichol Amal Echof Am Psula Kesuka Ukemogui. She says Tosfos in Toma. How do I learn any Yirmai? Look carefully. If you look back in Tosfos number 3, the Mishan Erevin. The Mishan Erevin says if you put the beam, the Korah by the Mogui higher than 20 Amos, Yirmai, and I suggest lower it. So the Tosfos wonders, why not? Huh? Oh, good, we'll get that. Good, very good. But the Tosfos wonders, why not say the same thing by Hanukkah? If you put it more than 20 hours, so lower it. So why by Erevin did the Mishnah give you an Eitzah as to how to solve the problem? Instead of the same puzzle, it should have said, by the Hanukkah of Nor also, but it's more than 20 hours. Oh, you might. Right, so the Gemara answers Sukkah. So the Gemara Sukkah answers the Sukkah is only a bottom, but Hanukkah is also the bottom. That's the problem. So you told me, how about I name you, Yemayah, Kimo, Gabi, Mavu, the Amar, Hatzah, Marvin Durabana, the Gemara says, as I just said, by Sukkah it also doesn't, it says Psua. But the Gemara there explains the Sukkah is a din no right, so don't play around. But Durabana, anyway, they'll give you an Eitzah, they'll give you a Takanta. So, but here, but Chanukah is also Durabana. We call the name of the Nakar Psua, we should divide the name of Kisukkah, Shimon HaTorah. So they Dafka wanted to model it after Sukkah, which is Doraisa, okay, so therefore they use the Lashon Psua. Okay, that's not the answer I want to focus. I want to focus on the Inami. Inami is a very important point. Lo rotze laharich yichavena v'yimatena v'yachzer l'kena. By the sukkah, and this is what Lal is getting, we'll see in a second, by the Ner Chanukah rather, it's not enough to lower it. You have to extinguish it, then lower it, then relight it. Okay? Doesn't say why, but that's what it says. D'lemato l'anicha k'moshi d'lekes yesher. Just to lower it down while it's burning now, you can't do that. So therefore, the Mishnah, let's remember, the Mishnah is always looking to learn things, you know, well past. They keep things simple. So the simple thing with a beam by a mobile is to just lower it. It's no big cook. But by Ner Chanukah, you can't just lower it. You have to go ahead and blow it out and then bring it down, then relight it. It's already a lot more to say. So the mission just said, Tzula, no good. Right? That's what tells us the answer. Same thing with a Kama, a little more detail. Tema, Tavala Nemer, the Tosin Tan of Bezim Bezim Masko Psula. So it tells us there, Tema, the Havala Nemer, Yemaik, the Minimation of Sefasukin, Mobad Rabbanan, Tanak, Mobad Rabbanan. So again, it tells us the answer, the Yashamashu, the Boiler Nemer, Kisuka, Nakalash Psula. Again, that's the first answer, not it's in the second one, which is in Inami, if you should have Tarak Laharif, the Lashu, because you would have had to say a lot more. The Loma, Yichabe, Yemaik, Yachzor, Yadlik, the Lamaid Kemosh Rebeka, so Tzagi. Why? He doesn't give the reason in Shabbos on Beis and Ralph. It says, as the Gemara will say later, that's what it's referring to. Here in Baba Kamas on Beis and Ralph, it says what it's referring to. Just get a mean and paraphrase on the Lika and stuff called Beis and Ralph. You're in Shabbos. He Lika Bifnin lo Tzia Bechutz lo Osa lo Kum. Okay, if you live it, let's say I lit him over indoors. I brought it outside. Okay, in the days when the lighting was outside, that's no good. Okay, and that relates to the famous Machokas, as Lyle said, of Had Lokos and Mr. Versanachos. So that's the Machokas. On the Chav Beis and Beis and Shabbos, the source of the team going over to Chav Gimel and Aleph, the Gemara brings up, Amar B'Hunar Beis Yeshua, Chazina, Yihad Lokos and Mitzvah, Madlikim and Erlener, Yihad Nachos and Mitzvah, Ein Madlikim and Erlener. The Gemara one is, can you use one Hanukkah candle to light another Hanukkah candle? We use the Shamash to light all of them. Can you light Madlikim and Erlener or not? It's a big Machokas, the Beis HaMikdash used to do it. But in any event, the Gemara makes that dependent on whether Had Lokos and Mitzvah or not. What is the mitzvah by Hanukkah? Is it the actual night of lighting the candle? Or no, it's the placing of the menorah in a place where people will see it. In other words, the lighting is not the issue. The issue is the pursuing mitzvah, okay, the publicity, and therefore it doesn't matter where or when or who lights it. Okay, you take it out, you put it in a certain place. That's Hanukkah osa mitzvah. So the Gemara assumes, look in Rashi 14, Ihad lochos, again, this is Rashi Chav Beis Beis. The essential nature of the mitzvah there, Hanukkah, is to light the candles. So then you can even madlik in Mener Lener, because that's the mitzvah, like by the menorah of the base of Mikdash. But the Gemara says, Ihanochos the mitzvah, the second Rashi, Ihanochos the mitzvah, the Iker mitzvah, so Talia Bahanocha, the main mitzvah is the placement of the menorah. It doesn't matter the lighting. The lighting is called a Hechsher mitzvah, whatever. Okay, then it was perhaps a madlik in Mener Lener. Because I'd love to love mitzvah kule high, because then it's the form of almost be Zion, you know, take a candle. If I look at the mitzvah, so I'm using the candle for a mitzvah. Well, what's the problem with that? I'm leaking the air in there. Of course, I'm using the candle for a mitzvah. What's the problem? But if the mitzvah is not the lighting, so then you're not really using a candle which had been lit with shame mitzvah, now I'm not using it for another mitzvah, because the lighting is not really the mitzvah. Okay, I don't want to go into that piece of my focus, but the more assisting boy a little, back in 13, I'd love to host a mitzvah, I'm not host a mitzvah. So I'll touch my Gemara tries to prove. Okay, let's say I was holding a Ner Chanukah. Okay? Hayatofos are asked to be yado, kishmi shehidlika achit shakotsu. Okay? So I stood there. I lit a Chanukah candle. I held it the whole time. I just stood there holding a Chanukah candle. The Gemara says, also lokum. Shmamino hanochos emitzah. Okay, obviously hanochos emitzah. You have to put it down in a place. It's not that big. You don't just stand there or walk around with it. You have to put it down. I light the Hanukkah candle. I just walk around. So the Gemara says, I'm going to put it first.
Well, as she said, the happening is,
that's what it's like. Yeah, the whole Pesumi, so whatever it was, it's for.
So I would think if you walk around, you get
the first Pesumi. Well, that's the point. You're indoors, let's say. So the Gemara, that's exactly what it says. The Gemara says, no, there's no riot. Because Hosam, Aroa, Oma, Lipsarku, the Nakula. We have to put ourselves back in ancient times when it was dark at night. So if you had to walk around, you always had a candle. You use a torch, exactly. You had a lantern or something. You walked around with it. So if you're walking around with a Hanukkah candle, people will say, yeah, that's fine. I just want to see where he's going. He's looking for something. Right? We don't think about that because of electric lights. Okay? But in the olden days, it was not. When you put something down in front of your house, outdoors, that was already clear that it's for some other purpose, not just because you're... So that thing, but the Gemara says, on mice, there's no riot. No riot with a Hadlok or Hanukkah. Maybe it's no good, not because Hanukkah is... When you're holding it, maybe Hanukkah is... Right, but it looks like you're using it for your own purpose.
Yes.
So no proof in the boat. Right, exactly. Okay? So then the Gemara tries again. There's Rashi with Tarko, Lishtamish, the Lekia Hekanisa. Look at that, the fourth layer of Rashi with Tarko. And again, we have to put ourselves, we think we don't have issues like that with electric lights. But in those days, that's how you saw when you want to walk around the house. You had a lantern or a torch or something in your hand. Okay, anyway, so then the Gemara says to Toshma, another try. The Gemara says, let's say I lit the candle indoors, and then I took it out. So again, lost the cool. So yeah, I'm going to do some Hadlokos and Mitzvah Hadlakam Kamavina. That proves Hadlakam Semitsu, because I lit it indoors and take it outside. That's no good. You have to light it in the proper place. So Shumachi lo asol kum. Eliyamar Hanachos Semitsu. My mom lo asol kum. What's the problem? I lit it indoors and took it out. Or said, no, Hatsam Nami Harahu Omer Litzarchu Dadlakam. Or said, also, no, maybe also, because again, if you walk, the moment you're walking around with it, that takes away, because people think you're going to use it, you're using it. It's nothing to do with Hadlakam Semitsu.
Okay.
Right, but again, it's no proof. That's the thing. This much is proof that was we did. Or the blanket thing. You lit it, right? The blanket thing. You lit it indoors and said, no, why not? Because again, when you're carrying it, people think. So the Gemara, final proof is Toshma. Okay? The Omer Bishur Ben Levi, going over to Chavkim and Al, the middle of 13. Ashoshis is like a lantern or a lamp. The burn, yeah, Rashi says. Right, so Ashoshis is not Rashi, someone else. Kli gadol, look at 15. Kli gadol shishukas belaz lantern. Whatever. But the point is, it's something that burns for a long time. Picture a candle like when a shiva candle. Right. It burns for the whole. So a guy lit one of these. Ashoshis, so I said, to lekes velechas pelam kulo. Friday afternoon he lit it, and it was burning the entire Shabbos. He thinks, you know what, let me use this on my Hanukkah, but the Shabbos also. Mar says, lemoto Shabbos mechavo madlika. You have to distinguish it, relight. So yeah, I'm a Christian, I'm Lakos, and it's a Shabbos. I understand, because that's an input. Just to leave it burning from yesterday, that's no good. Eliyama Hanukkos, and it's a high mechavo madlika. Why do you have to extinguish it? That would not be enough. Mechavo madlika umanecho madlika. You have to pick it up and put it down again. So the issue is not so much relighting it. The issue is replacing it again. So since the Gemara's lesson was only you blow it out and relight it, according to Anachos, and it would not be enough to blow it out, you'd have to actually pick it up and then put it down again, because the Maisa Mitzvah is the Anachos, right? And furthermore, let's look at the Brocha. Midakom Barachin, Asher Kiddushar, and Zavzono, Lehadlik, Ne'er Shalchanakah. The Nusach HaBrocha is Lehadlik, Ne'er Shalchanakah. That proves Hadlakos, therefore Shmang Hadlakos, Mitzvah Shmang, no. And the Hashem HaLokos, and it's the Elite, the Cheresh of the Kabbalah, all the form. If somebody's not Chayav in the Mitzvah, let it, no good. Because he's not Chayav in the Mitzvah. If HaLokos in the Mitzvah, we could argue, well, let the guy light it, let someone else light it. Who cares? The main thing is where I place it. Apparently not. Okay, that's the Sukkah. So, now the reason, therefore, seems to be, getting back to our issue, the reason if the Ner Chanukah was more than 20 amos high, the reason why the Gemara didn't say just lower it, because just lowering it's not good enough, because we assume Hadlaka Osem is what the Gemara concludes, and therefore just lowering it from above 20 amos mark to below the 20 amos mark won't suffice, because you didn't do the Hadlaka in the right place. You'd have to extinguish it and then relight it in the below 20 amos location. That's how the Iri says explicitly. In Sukkah Beis and Allah, believe it, beer, mir, show, the Sukkah, Zumai, show, Sukkah, etc. The Miri says, Yafa, Governor, second line, the Ner Chanukah, Shukama, Chavid, Rabban, and Tani, Pesulo, Hasmu, the Lekha, Shum, Tikur, Sha'af, Ki, Ashpilena, Eno, Kum, Shahare, Hat, Loka, Osef. The Lava, the Miri says, of course, like you said. Tosas didn't exactly say it, so of course. Yeah, but Tosas didn't say it, but the Miri punch, and it's me, so Tosas me, but the Miri punches out. He says, Eno, Kum, Shahare, Hat, Loka, Osef. He says it openly. You know, because Hadlakos and Mitzvah, if you lower it while it's still lit, that doesn't do any good. Okay, Tosas in Erevin also has the same kasha. Okay, do not so sukkah based on how do not so sukkah do right. So in the middle of Tosas, oh, I mean a parak from Hadikin. Ner Chanukah shenicha lamalam esam psul kesef tes etc. Be'afah gav ner Chanukah avin do abonam not psul like gav sukkah the batzrei. Right? Okay, fine. Or the inami again. That's into afterwards. Hashem lo mosil in minisim yimai. Tavi mashma kimoshi doleket yimai. If the Mishnah would have just said lower it, I would have thought lower it as is, meaning while it's still burning. Because there ain't no. And now Tosis throws in something else. The afilu lemandama hanochos the mitzvah. Tosis, and it's not just like the Niri said, like we thought before, that's because hanochos the mitzvah. Tosis says, even if we were to follow the sheet of hanochos the mitzvah, you got a Tosis in Shabbos, doesn't say this, but everybody does. But he says, afilu lemandama hanochos the mitzvah. Sarach lechabos al hadlik, you have to extinguish me light of why. Shalo Yomar Haro Elitzarhu the Adlaka, because I mean a Hasam Gabahidlika, his name in Ichabachud, because you're just lowering it, someone will see you lowering it, he'll think, what are you doing? You're just lowering because you want to look for something. The same way you can't carry from inside to outside, that's a problem with the onlooker will see. So the same way we have a concern about the horizontal movement of the menorah, if you will, there's also a concern about the vertical mitzvah. So Tosfos is saying it's not just because I'm looking. Even the mandama hanachos will also require to blow it out, because if you're taking it from the above half on a mark to lower chaf amamar. That's just like taking it from inside to outside. The Gemara said it was no good. Okay, so even according to Hanukkah, it's a mitzvah. Right, the Gemara said, because someone will see. The Tosafot says the same thing here. Doesn't matter.
I didn't think you should be carrying it to the living. So that be a man after me.
Well, that's maybe.
The bigger question is, how far is Akiva?
Okay.
What if I list it from here?
And move it over and show it, right? So not for now, but we bring the Shohar queens at once in life out of this with the book. Even indoors.
I'm saying, but the people were not saying, you're moving.
Right, again, today it's a little different because they're left to fight. Tosas and Sukkah based on the same thing as this book. He says in 18, Parabah Malikah, I mean, in their house, etc., etc. He says, Inami, I have a ton of your mind. I have a master of Kamoshi, so I have some of the lectures with him. There you go. The Mada would love Tosas. So I feel the Mada would love Tosas. It's a Chayshin and Daro, I'm going to throw them at least. Because I mean, I got a Likah, but actually, two different reasons. Some are showing him Tosas in a couple of places in the Miri, the Furish, says the only problem is because of Adlach Tosas and Mitzvah. The other two Tosas, both in Aaron and Sukkah, don't say it exactly like that. The Ritva says, Ritva, the Chidush Ritva and Erevin of Bezim Lamech, through Masul Sukkah 19, he says in Tomar, same Shaila, and he says, no, it's no good, like I explained over there. You look in Sukkah, based on Allah, the Ritva there also says, he has a different angle. He says, Ekashalach, it's Dima Masul Mavid Rabbonim. Take a look at 20. And there's a 19, he just asks the Kasha, and he says, no, since you live at the wrong place, you can't just lower it. He doesn't give the details. So that's the Erev based on Allah. But Sukkah based on Allah, Dima Masul Mavid 20, the Ritva gives a little more information. He says, "V'kashalach the haner chanukas rabban lo nefishim mila v'kamet psula shomer sham nechanukas shenichol malak v'chamam psula kisuk lo v'tirtzu v'tosus the cave and the boil of adam yel sukkah ulamava nichol amin katish psula kisuk sukkah she's dolma lo she mitzvah kamo v'lo nachar." He said he's a different reason. But I glossed over each time the first answer. Each time closer, they preferred to compare it to sukkah than the mava. I didn't explain why because they didn't really say, but the result was why. Because a mavli, there's no mitzvah to put up if you want to be able to carry. But sukkah is a mitzvah. Echanek is also a mitzvah. So the Ritva says the Gemara. First answer is the Gemara prefers to compare sukkah when Echanek can say psula like sukkah because that's what the mitzvah. A mavli, it's a heter. You don't have to do it. You don't want to carry it. Don't set it up. You don't have to make an error. You can. So therefore, they prefer to compare it to sukkah because there's a mitzvah element to it. Okay. But anyway, then he says that's his answer. Inami. That's true. Okay. You have to be wrong. That's interesting. Okay. But maybe that's what you're saying now. You don't need it. He's saying that you don't have to have a sukkah. Okay, I hear. There's still a mitzvah to it. Right here.
All right.
He gives another terrace. Notice that word, by the way, the bracha. That's coming later. Very important. One line. One word in the report. Tzarehu l'chaposo. If it's too high, you got to extinguish it and relight it with a bracha. Hold that thought till later. The kaimalot had lakos in it. He also says, because I lakos means a butt, like tosis. He says a different point. He says, even if the Madama Hanacho Samitsa, we're not worried at the role. Like you said, it's such a small, we say still, the moment you picked it up and took it away, right now it's possible. Because it's not Munach any place. So now you're redoing it, right? Right now, you're possible. Okay,
yeah,
so that's what he wants.
You have to move forward. Right, exactly. Start moving it, then you have to do it.
Exactly. So now, the Shulchan Aruch brings us to Halacha, and our Chaim is going to top raise Chayin Allah Sifov, Aval Imanicho, Lamal Nechof, Aval Lo Yotza. Okay, and there are more, right? Afil Lechof, Kach Dolok, Vinicho, Lamal Nechof, Lo Yotza. It was lit above 20, and he just moved it down without it still. No good. The Hadlach Osimitzah. He gives a simple answer. The Hadlach Osimitzah, like the Miri said, like the earliest host said, really doesn't even consider the Mandamaranach Osimitzah. The Rabbah writes, you're not Yotzi because Hadlach Osimitzah. So you'll have to lower it and relight it because the lighting he did above 20 Elvis was zero. Okay? The Birah Gorah there explains, he just says, the Birah Gorah speaks above, Tafri Shayan Alf over there. The Birah Gorah, he wants to feel the Kacha, he wants to have Loka. Again, he learns it out. He just points to the sources that we saw. Okay? What's interesting is the Maharshal, the Yamshel Shlomo, in Bava Kama Paragov, Tina Lamaches, the very last Yamshel Shlomo, the sixth Paragov, the reason this comes up in Bava Kama, we had back in source 12, was a post in Bava Kama. Nechanek, it comes up in Bava Kama. okay, because of the damage caused by the Nechavka. I don't think it's whatever it gets, it's fire exactly. So, a lot of people say that the Chanukah is never mentioned in the Mishnah. It's not quite true. The dinim of Chanukah are not found in the Mishnah. It's true, the dinim of candles.
Exactly.
But the reference to Chanukah, for example, in the Mishnah and Megillah, talks about the laning of the various holidays. So it mentions what the laning is on Chanukah, too. Chanukah is mentioned. Bikurim is mentioned. Mentioned in 6 or 7 different places. It does come up with Allah. First on Chanukah, the word Chanukah is found in Mishnah, too, search. Okay, but one of the places mentioned, but the problem is what happens if your Chanukah candle catch fire or something, causes damage, it's the Baba Kama Shaila. Hey, one of the Arbavs. Anyway, so the Yom Shoshomer, that's kind of what it's doing there. Anyway, the Yom Shoshomer of Kama says as follows, Maskina, 23, Darsh, but nothing, we're in the Argamar, Meshun and Tachum, Ner Chanukah, Shechel, Amal, Esa, Cham, Apsula, Kesukum, Ovin, because of Atosis, you mean Nichel, Amal, Esa, Rotsa, Chakach, Lanai, Lo, Sagiba. If you put it above 20 Amos, now you just want to lower it, that's no good. You have to blow it out, place it again normally in the right place, the yacht really can, and then light it again. Why? So he brings the other reason. He doesn't say Kazablako Semitza, it's Ramot. Ramot, 21, said, Ramot said, no, it's no good because of what the roller will say. Someone will say, you're just moving it because you need to see again without electricity in those days. So it's striking in a little way that Yom Shoshana brings the other reason, which basically is according to the Ma'amar of Hanochos HaMitzvah. The Ramah is simpler because we pass the Hanochos HaMitzvah. Ramah is simple. If it was too high and you lower it, you have to light it again because Hanochos HaMitzvah, your Hanochos was no good. The Yom Shoshana didn't say this.
No good because it was more than 20 hours.
Right.
No one can see it.
Right. And therefore, if you lower it again, you have to relight it because the mitzvah is Hanochos. You can't just use an already lit menorah. There was no successful mice have luck when you live above 20 amos, right? But your mice have luck was unsuccessful above 20
amos.
So, it's interesting. What is the kudus hamachlokas here exactly? What's the issue? What's behind the ramah? What's behind the. So, a few people, Rav Shechter has an essay about this in the Sefer Bikta Esom, titled Nechanak Lama Mechal. I want to look it up. I forgot his name. I think it's Teshuvim. Okay, and others have a very similar story. But I just point out 24. The Magen Avraham there in the Talk Reish Ayin Aleph, Sukkot and Zion, on the words of the Ramah, the Lakos and Mitzah, he lets us know that the Yom Shoshomo, so part of, says a different reason. He brings the other reason. The Magen Avraham simply points out that. But on the page of the Shulchan Aruch, we have a commentary called the Levushei Srod, or Chaim Sin Talk Reish Ayin Aleph, and he says. That reason of the Yom Shoshana works even according to the Ma'an Davar Hanachos. But he said, I don't understand. Ochein Anan Kaimelon, that Lakos and Mitzvah. We're good. It's very nice. It's nice to have that reason of Gemara. But the Yom Shoshana and the Ma'an is our Lakos right? So if we paskin have Lakos and Mitzvah, Ochein Loyo Dati, Mahutzach Yom Shoshana, the Tango, who cares? We don't paskin that way. The A that's safe for the funny, I don't have the answer to look Kalukinto, so I can't comment, but that's what he said.
He's saying it is okay.
Right, there's no enough giving away.
But maybe.
Well, let's see. Okay, that's what he says. The Levushei Srod wonders why bring up the other reason. And the truth is, if we look in the Rambam, for example, Perek Dalet of Hilchos Chanukah Halacha Tes, the Rambam Paskins have Lakos and Mitzvah. Ner Chanukah Shidliku Cher Shod Rekotam of Goy. Well, if I'm not going to, why not? No, actually, I'm the candle, which is chayv adlaka. The mitzvah is adlaka, so it has to be lit by someone who's chayv adlaka. He lit on the free will, see a dollar, we need to pass away. So again, lo, it's a cool. Actually, I'm the candle, don't come up. If you're lighting indoors, take it out, it's no good. You have to do the mice adlaka in the right place. Och, I'm going to be yado. Now, this thing's standing, what you asked before, that's because of the other reason. Theoretically, that's not because adlaka, it's because it won't be noticeable. And finally, ashoshis. The lantern, right? It's a 7-day candle. It's more than 24-hour candle. Ashasha, I said, the lek is kolayom. It's burning all day. Okay. The motzei Shabbos, the chal varach malikana. Malika, and he doesn't use the word hablacha. He says, shehablacha, he hamitzvah, lo hanacha. More or less, right? Shehah, I said openly, shehablacha, he hamitzvah, lo hanacha. That's how we pass. Okay? And therefore, also, mutu lahadik nechana nechanekacha. The Shulchan Aruch says it even clearer in terms of our language. In the top range, I and Hay, see if Allah 27. You have it. I'm not close to Mitzvah, but I'm not close. You can't be clear on that. Okay, I'm not close to Mitzvah. Yeah. No, not really. I overextended it. But still, usually, he does, he really is explaining the Gemara. Usually, he comes to the conclusion. The conclusion really is You know, that, and especially there, he wasn't talking about the Chanukah sugya. No, he was talking there about the Kana, about the Havlah. No, Havlah is a Chanukah candle. So we're not quite Havlah. I exaggerate. But anyway, but certainly, because of our own quotes, that's the Lushi Swat. Well, you need another reason for it. And again, as we just saw, the Rambam passes open and what goes to Mitzvah without using those words. The Mechabi uses the word. It's in the top Rish Ayin Aleph. Top Rish Ayin Hei. See the follow-up. 27. Allah goes to Mitzvah, below Anacha. Okay? And therefore, Haisim Unachas and Kol Moshul, you know, it's all the cases. You move there, all the same cases, the Rambam. Okay?
If you say it's not good enough, when you didn't like it, that's a chun. Allah goes to Mitzvah is a stronger requirement. Do we also say it's a cool of it? You like one from the other.
Yeah,
that's
what
you're doing.
Yeah, so there's two results of that. Yeah, that's what it says. Now, the moment of Ram is to put Gilo there on top of Rishayan and the Shabur and Sukkot and Zion. Why you give that other reason by the guy standing there, little Haro, we'll leave that out. Okay, you look at it, I don't know what I want to try and understand. There's a Roshach that others say this also, okay, where Jonathan Sachs has in his paper, I'm kind of connected to it somewhere else as well. It's a kind of, what the Yisod HaMachlok is. So for this, we have to understand a few more things in the first paragraph of the Tanakh Sukkah. Because again, the Gemara compared the Chanukah to Sukkah. So here's the longest. There is a statement in the Gemara in Sukkah, the Abdallah and Allah, source 30, book 30. Hoysa gevoam etzim amo. Let's say you had a Sukkah, you realized afterwards, you measured it was too big. So I had a plan. Ubanar ba itzaba. So I put a platform, I raised the ground level. Very simple. It was 20 amas. So now I built a 2 amma platform. Okay, one on a platform. No, it's okay. It's good. That's already there. Okay, that's where the sukkah is done. I measure. Oh no, it's more than 20 amas. But bring it and come out of a platform. The more even discusses putting that down straw and mattresses and pillows and whatnot. Well, that's good. Here it goes, a real platform. Good according to everybody. Okay, Kenega Dolphin himself playing kula with the right measurements. The age perhaps the sukkah has the minimum size of the sukkah ksheira. Okay, that works because at the end of the day, it's not 20 amas anymore. So it's no problem. So now, Rashi, there on Dalam and Allah, but the deal is a different question. First, he says, yeah, let's look at the third Rashi, Kshera. He says, Kshera, kol ha-sukkah, a chiddush. Even if you didn't build the itzdaba in this platform, in the whole sukkah now becomes kosher, implying, says Rashi, even the area in the sukkah, which is not, if you sit not on the platform, as long as there's a heksher sukkah, enough of the size of that sukkah is kosher, I can even, now the whole sukkah becomes a kosher sukkah, even the area where it's not on a platform, where there's more than 20 on. Because the rest of the sukkah is viewed as an extension. So I build a platform, my platform only covers half the sukkah. I can still eat on the other half of the sukkah, which is lower, ground level is lower, therefore there's more than 20 on, it's still good. Okay, how do we know that?
If your scribe is also a different level?
Apparently. But let's see, so where does Rashi get that from? I mean, that is the simple reading of the Gemara. It says, Ksheira. It didn't say Ksheira only by the Itzavah, back in 430. Gemara says the whole sukkah now becomes the sukkah Ksheira.
What does that make cooler, though?
One whole wall. One whole wall. If you have a textured sukkah, it needs to be wall. But if the width of the sukkah, you don't have to sit on the platform.
You would think you have to sit
on the platform.
Right.
But you are. That's the point. You are. That's the finish. So where did you get that from? So that's a sukkah later in the sukkah, not for your test of an hour. Tana, Rashi there. You look in the Rashi, the last Rashi, Sherim. And Dalav, he points to the sukkah. He points to the sukkah in your test of an hour. I printed it here for you. Again, we don't have to go to all the sukkahs. So the Gemara there has it in. Tana, psal hayotim la sukkah, biyot the sukkah. We'll translate that as the extension of the sukkah. The Gemara is my psal hayotim la sukkah. Amul kanim hayotim la chorea sukkah. You have tzchach that extends behind the sukkah, beyond many times you have bamboo, it sticks off the sukkah, right? It's outside. So that also, you consider that too. Right, so what do you mean? So where are the tefanos? You have the tefanos. Okay, the exegesis. The Gemara asks, what do you mean? You say, Habino shows the tefanos? No, the tefanos also extends a little bit. Okay, you have it. The Habino extra sukkah has to be a certain size, you have it. Okay, you have to have the tzchach, sukkah, merubi chamta, generates more, you have that too. Gemara says, what's the chiddush? The answer is no, my other payment. Since those walls were made for the inside, I might have thought they're no good. That's one definition. Rabban of Yosef says we're talking about the following. Let's say you have a sukkah where you have, imagine in those days they had basically three wall sukkah. Four walls would be opening, the doorway. The whole four walls. So imagine a three wall sukkah, but one of the walls is longer than the other. And you have schach, the way it's angled, you have schach over that whole area. So if I sit under the quote unquote extension of the sukkah, I really only have two walls. I have the longer wall, and I have the perpendicular wall, but I don't have another wall on the other side. So I'm not, that's no good. The answer is good. Because it's sort of exactly. So that's the Gemara, though. Rashi says it's the same idea. Okay, we don't have time to go that, but basically becomes an extension of the sukkah. The sukkah is kosher. As long as the kosher sukkah is an extension of the sukkah. So this is a big discussion that we showed him over there. Okay? I'm not going to read everything inside, but if you want to look it up, it's interesting. The Meiri, there at Sukkah Dalal Aleph, goes through this, and he says, you know, he always has nicknames to everybody. He should be Gedolei HaDoros, Gedolei HaChavrim. He said, that's a big machlokas whether Rashi's right. Some of the Shalom are clearly of the opinion, no, nothing doing. This business with the Istanbul, the platform, yeah, you got to sit on the platform. That doesn't extend to the other area off the platform. That was Rashi's Kiddush. The Miri says, some of the Shalom disagree. I'm not going to read the whole thing inside. The Ritzvah openly, there, took a dollar and a half, zero, so hoist and roll, a mile, disagrees openly. He quotes Rashi. He says, second line, Pirish Rashi, now, Shikshera Kula, Akhli Shiyosa, Akhli Mashiyosa, Kurkli Istanbul. Below near the Hachshir Chutzis, I don't think so, says Miri, because what are you talking about? Why should that be good? Okay, and I will tell me that Gemara and Dr. Yutet, basically the Miri, that's a big enough Chiddush as it is. The Gemara allows those cases, fine. We're not going to now extend that to other cases. Okay, extend the extension, right? We're not going to say that's basically. So the report disagrees with Rashi, like the Miri said. You know, the Miri happens to agree with Rashi, but he says. Look at the end of the mirror, that's 34. But come up and told her, I don't want to pursue Dafka Bakal Mitzvah. The Gnome Adoros said Dafka Bakal Mitzvah. I'm going to say not that way. The Ritzvah says not that way. The Rat. Okay? First, he quotes what the platform made out of, fine. And because of Rashi, the Cholak Sukkik Shera, but obviously the Rat disagrees. So the Machokas, what I really want to look at is the Rosh, because he spells out the Machokas, with what sounds to be a very strong Kasher from Rabbeinu Yeshaya. Rabbeinu Yeshaya is the Riz, it tells his Riz. Rabbeinu Yeshaya is the Tarnish. So the Rosh writes in Sukkah Perak Aleph. Gimel. You want to look at the Ran, it's based on all of the pages of the Rib. The Torah is there. The Machokos we show them. So the Rib, the Rosh is the Hikshar ben Yeshaya. The Har, I mean, the Kalim Psalas and the Sukkah, the Dukkah Sukkah. He said, that's a special case. It's a separate situation. You can't learn from there. And he writes the following Kasha. He says, Avalhacha, second line. It's about a Hala, Gavoy, Yos, Mechav Amma. If the place beyond the platform is more than 20 Amas, how can you possibly say it's good? Ilu sukkah sukheches chetke mitzchach kosher. The chetke mitzchach puzzle. Okay? Let's say I have a sukkah that I built the sukkah, it was too big. I don't have schach. This year, my daughter called me her sukkah. She was glad to have an extra bamboo. She realized the dimensions needed more. I had enough. But let's say you had a sukkah and it was, you want to cover it up because, you know, for bugs or whatever it is. So, and you're not sitting over it. You cover it with metal rods that are no good. Just to cover the end of the sukkah. So you'll tell no one, maybe the kids consider it there, whatever. You know, someone's not chayav in sukkah. You say the women consider it there. I like to say it out loud because, you know, when sometimes you sit in the sukkah, it's not the women consider it there. So my uncle said, I can even do a sukkah. I'm coming out, I maybe we'll get the mitzvah sukkah. Right? But it's not like this, the children consider it. But the point is like this, says the Rabbeinu Yeshaya. Would anybody say, well, since part of the sukkah is schach shira, therefore I can sit under the schach psula? It's ridiculous.
Well, we do have any
that lesson is talking, because that's good. Here you're talking about a large area, okay, that's not puzzle, or schach puzzle, whatever. It's got metal. He puts metal boards over it just to close it up. Squirrels don't get it.
That's all right.
They want to keep the squirrels out. He says, it's like non-toilet, it's like metal rods, kishputs and shabarzo, it's like metal beams, metal poles. So he says, therefore, I don't understand what Rashi means. Of course, it's only good if you're sitting on the Istanbul. So the Rosh himself says, it sounds like a very good kasha. I mean, so what's the difference there?
Well, some of it's not an intrinsic soul.
Exactly.
But that's
good. So the Nira Lila Kayan Pierce Rashi. Very good. That's how the Rosh answers it. No, it's not the same. Look at the second one. Tzchach l'mal michof lo mikri tzchach pokol. Tzchach above it. Tzchach l'pokol. Nothing wrong with the tzchach. It's perfectly. It's a highest quality mat, whatever.
It's not acceptable.
But it's not possible. It appears during the time. Kosher, it's acceptable. It's gidulei karka, and it's tolosh, and it's never kama tuma. The problem is a height problem. It's a psul in your yeshiva b'sukkah. It's a psul in your, you can't sit here because it's too high. So therefore, now you can say, now says the Rosh Hashanah, but if the sukkah has kosher area, and you're sitting over here, it's an extension, so now it's okay. That's the machlokes.
So what's Rashi's?
Now you can say it's like Salah Yotam and a sukkah. Since fundamentally this is kosher, and you have an area of the sukkah, which is the Hepsha sukkah, that renders this a kosher sukkah, then there's an extension.
So is that what it is? Or is that because the platform is in most of the sukkah at this point, so at some point you probably will be on the platform, you'll see the plot.
Hold the floor for 2 seconds.
Let's say you had a high level 20-hour super, and the earthquake came, suddenly the ground sank.
It would be tossed off it. The same thing. So let's see.
School in the yeshiva, but you're not doing yeshiva if you're not in the right place.
So we saw that. That's what I hope. So by the time, if I just wrong, it's for the time and super test on base, and that's what all common sense. Just the one part. Because I mean, the time before, so the Malam essence, lo choshim tzach posel. Ha'achar shein ha'psul elam achos gova. It's not a problem with the tzach. It's a problem with the height. So the Pnei Yeshua and the Gimel Beis and Lachos Shom Ha'isad Olam Ha'esrim, and I really was shown an answer to that. The Pnei Yeshua point out the general question, wait a minute. Forget about, let's say I built an itkava on the whole sukkah. Okay? There's no part of it. But isn't there a problem with tzach elam achos? How could it, how to tussle sukkah? And now without touching the sock, I built the platform. Now there's no off the platform. The whole thing, I built the platform, the whole width and breadth of the sukkah, no issue. Okay? The closest is that the Yeshua raises this question. I printed this for those not familiar, but there's a din. We'll interrupt for 1 second. Pasuk and Parsha Rei by sukkah, it says Parsha Zion, Pasuk Gimel Dvarim, Chag HaSukkah is Tat Telephone. Right? And the Gemara in a number of places, I printed one of the sources, Yud Beis and Beis, Amud Aleph, right? And this concept called Tatsav Alobin HaAsui. Okay, Chag HaSukkah Tatsav, basically what it means is that the act of putting the tzach is what has to make the sukkah kosher. Okay, not the other way. You can't have the tzach and then afterwards build the sukkah. Okay, I can't have puzzle the tzach and now I'll cut it or something like that. Okay,
it's not so simple.
That's the issue. That's exactly what they're talking about. I don't want to go into so much in the tzach. The Tatsam and Asa either, but excuse me so much. The Me'iri on Gimel Beis, Yei Sholem, Aimless small between, like the Pnei Yeshua, Aimless small between Eilu, Loma, Ol, Shasar, Lalata, Kitikno, and so on. He says it's not a problem of Tatsam and Asa. He says basically, because Tatsam and Loma and Asa again is when there's a problem inherent in the Tzach. It was Mechubur, that's when we say Tatsam and Asa. But if you have a Sukkah that's a Psul, there's nothing wrong with the Tzach. It was something else. And look what he says. The Eilu She'osim Sukkosim Ba'aliyah. This is the Me'iri and Sukkah Gimel Beis 43. The Ma'asu Yesh Shalom. Look after the three dots in the middle. Look at this. The Eilu She'osim Sukkosim Ba'aliyah Tachat Hagag. You had a whatever roof. Okay? The Hasar. And then you removed the, what do you call it? Skylight. You removed it. And he said, that should be okay. Why isn't it Tatsal and Asli? Maybe you should have to tinker, you need Nanua. We always think of Nanua has to do with the load, but there's Nanua with the Shach too. You have to move the Shach because the Tatsal and Asli. No! Shalom is Sikh Nanua, Ela Keshav Sul, the Shach Atmo. Keep going, that's what you're talking about. Get to the glass, you cut it, you cut it, and so on. That's an issue. Okay? But when there's no problem with the Shach, it's Mutter. And guess what? Now goes Tashri, Parak Allah, Mufasal, Rosh, 44 Pasuk. Mikan Ayer, made a bar from Regensburg Omer. She was also sukkah the Tocha by Tachat Atikra. The Chaga Hater Tikra Psula, the Torah Amatazo and Osu, the Heap of it, but a Reyitzak Alob on Hitcher. The Ain Shayach Lomer, Tazo and Osu, and I have the Kupa Sukkah, the Machlokas that we show him, But some Rishonim say the same thing. Constant of Avodah is a problem inherent in the Tzach. So that will solve our Istima problem. Because the problem is not inherent in the Tzach.
Yeah. What if you put the Tzach on wire,
yeah,
and you build the wall later?
Right. So
isn't that Avodah Nosser?
That's Mahokas.
Oh, okay, it's Mahokas.
It's exactly Mahokas Rishonim. The Shulchan Aruch
said it's not that the problem is Tzach. It's a problem in the sequence.
Right, okay. So this, look at his word. Look at the words in the second line of 44. Rabbi Yitzchak Alom and Rabbi Kipshir. The Ein Shayach Lomer Tasev Alom and Asi Ela Hecha the Guf Hasukah Haavitzul. Chidon, different types of tzach was mechuber. Was something wrong with the tzach itself? And actually, there's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch. Not for now. Printed here. It's not. But my Papesh Chavav. Okay. In Kot Substantive Ways, in the Chaver writes. In Kot in Lachshul Yosu Atman Asikol Kasher Vehushia Nanenu. It was a problem, and you got to cut it, then you got to move it. You have to lift it up, and so on and so forth. Okay? But he says at the end, Ramor right, the second line of 45, is Tafresh Chapov to Beis Ramor Hagor, Avo Mutter Lasso Sukkot Tachas Mechubar Opais, Ulasira Acharka, the low Mikri Tachas Ramor Osir, Hove Ein Apsul, the Tachas Mor, Ramor brings that halacha. Okay?
Outside factor.
Right, exactly. And Tim Gimel is the same thing about it. Also, took them out to the bias and so on. So, this is a discussion. And again, I printed some of it. I'm going to have wrong. Zion. Okay, he quotes the Bach. He's Machmir. You know, it's not like a God told him. He's removed the covering before. It's the people that have schlocks and covering all these things. Remove it before. Okay, a whole discussion. And the Shabur says, like, that's fine. What's all this got to do with us? So, that's the longest. So, bearing in mind then what the Machloka is between, we'll call it the Rosh Hashanah and the Shaykh. That's what it's spelled out. But it's really Rashi on the Ritual. On the other side, okay, is what is the problem of Tzach L'mal Eichov? Is that Tzach puzzle? Or no, it's not Tzach puzzle. It's a puzzle, so to speak, in your yeshiva this book. So Tosus is, now coming back to Hanukkah, not that Sukkah, coming back to Hanukkah. Okay, the Tosus there on Chav Gimel Aleph in the Hanukkah Sukkah is the following kashya. By the Man Domer, it says, Hanukkah, it says, Mechabe u'magbiyo manicha v'chozo madlik meboilet. The Gemara said, even the one who held Hanachos HaMitzah said, you've got to blow it out and relight it and reposition it. Okay? So Tosfos, I understand why you got to blow it out. I understand why you have to reposition it. Talk about the Ashosh, the lantern that was burning from Erev Shabbos. So I understand you got to put it down again, because if you have Hanachos, what do you got to blow it out for? In Tomar, my Mechadah, the Chosem Adlik, Hanachos Sagi. True enough, just to lift it up and put it down again. According to him, and it came with Hanachos HaMitzah. Doctor Migar, the Lukum Medes, my big chair chosen cup. What's the difference? It was lit before. It was lit by a guy. It was lit by a 5-year-old. That's good. So what was lit before is also be good. All you should need to do, according to Anach with Ashoshes, according to Anach Osamitsa, is what? Pick it up and put it down again. You're just going to extinguish it.
It's the
kosher place.
Exactly.
So he says, no. This Ashoshes, says Tosus, was not lit for Hanukkah. It was lit for having light on Shabbat. Nothing to do with Hanukkah. And therefore, it's worse than a Cheresh of the Kotten, because there, at least the person was doing it for their Hanukkah. It's not Yotzei, but you have to have an action done according for the purpose of their Hanukkah.
What that means is, we're not to walk down the street.
Right, no good. So what's what emerges? This is what the chef and others suggested. They said as follows. Okay. That even the Gman Domar, who says Hanukkah is a, but the Hanukkah has to be a Hanukkah of what? Of Hanukkah of a Nair that qualifies as a Kosher Hanukkah. It was burning from before, they used it for a different purpose. Well, you were picked up and put down, it wasn't Nair Hanukkah.
It's
less than a Hanukkah. That's what Tosus says. The Shulchan Aruch says, so now here's where it comes. Okay? The Shulchan Aruch Paskin by Sukkot, it's in the top Rosh Hashanah Gimel of Racham Sifei, Ha'isa Gavah Me'esim Ubana Ba'istaba Kenegedoch Me'esim Kula Ubah Shir Sukkot. Shira kala sukha, feel on the intima of the hollow, like Rashi. Not like a minute shy. Even the outside of the intima of the truth. That's the Mechaber, that's the Ramon. Maybe the machlokas between the Yeshaya and Rosh is the machlokas of Yamshu Shoma and Ramon. Meaning as follows. The Yamshu Shoma is of the opinion that if you look Ner Chanukah, the Malach Chav, is not even a chetz of Ner Chanukah, it's zero. It's nothing. Okay, that's why the Yom Shel Shlomo holds. The reason you have to relight it when you lower it, says the Yom Shel Shlomo, is not because Hadlakos to Mitzvah like the Ramah says. But let's look at the Ramah first. The Ramah says the reason you got to relight it is because Hadlakos to Mitzvah, implying that really is good, it's a Ner Hanukkah, but because you didn't do the mitzvah, because Hadlakos and mitzvah, when you lower it, you have to relight it. But Mashma, if it wouldn't be Hadlakos and mitzvah, it would be fine just to lower it, because it is a chest of Ner Hanukkah. Where the Yamsha Shlomo holds, no. What's the Malami Chav doesn't even qualify as a chest of Ner Hanukkah. That's why it doesn't have to do with Hadlakos and mitzvah, Hadlakos and mitzvah. You have even Hanukkah mitzvah. When you light, must be a chetzah of Ner Hanukkah. And he happens to hold. He like the Ben Yishaya, who held that the tzchach above 20 is not possible. That's why the Ben Yishaya compared it to sitting under the metal rod. It's zero. It's not tzchach. So you light above 20 amos. It's not a chetzah of Ner Hanukkah. It's nothing. It's a light. It's a candle. But it doesn't have a din of Ner Hanukkah. So the machlokas, again, I'll just suggest the machlokas between the Yamsha Shlom and Ramah. Is the same machlokas in the Yishaya and the Rush. What's the status of above 20? Is it a chetzah? Just like by tzchach, the Yishaya holds that's not a chetzah of tzchach. It's possible. It's like metal rods. It's nothing in terms of tzchach. Whereas the Rashi holds that's not true. Rashi holds it is. It's not possible. Also, Rashi holds it's tzchach. You don't have a problem with 20 others. It's too high. But it's a problem in your yeshiva besukkah. So, but it's a tzchach kosher. The same thing with Ner Hanukkah. The Ramah holds Ner Hanukkah levala mechav. Is the chetz of Ner Hanukkah. So what do you have to realize? It happens to be Hadlakos and mitzvah. But if it wouldn't be for the requirement of Hadlakos and mitzvah, I'm all okay. There's no need to relight it. Hashem can't. The Yamsha Shlomo says, no, that's not the problem. That's not the problem. The Yamsha Shlomo says, the problem is that Ner Hanukkah, Lama Mechav, doesn't qualify as Ner Hanukkah. It's zero. It's got nothing to do with Hadlakos and mitzvah.
You didn't do something wrong. You didn't do something wacky.
You did nothing.
Right. Not because you whacked the Hadlakos and you did a play.
Right. You did nothing.
Exactly.
Oh, so that's what I was thinking. Maybe that's why the Rambam is stressing. We're going back to the Rambam. Thanks for reminding me. Back in source 10, where the Rambam says, "Ner Hanukkah shenichol l'mamar etzem lo asa klum." He's saying, "No, there's nothing." I don't know. I don't have a riot. I was thinking of that.
Well, so, why would that be different from saying hustle?
That is, the lo asa klum sounds like it has no halachic reality, no intrinsic nothing. I don't know. Could be, yes.
Oh,
I presume
Nisa. So you might have thought,
okay,
I light it above
20.
I don't
have Nisa. Oh, but I have that book in the front. I was trying to think, okay, is there a nafkimina mahalocha? You know, between the two. I was trying to think of a nafkimina mahalocha, okay, between. So I thought of the following. I thought of the shakti that it could be. Okay? It could be. Okay, anyway, the Prichotis says, no, he liked it actually. But the question is, we had that before, I've called attention before. Okay, let's say I lit Lamal Rechav, and now I just realized, that's too high. So I blow it out, I do everything I'm supposed to do, and put it Lamal Rechav. So I make it in Bracha. So Pichodesh, yes, of course. Pichodesh, why? Because I wasn't the answer before, right?
Pichodesh, but I did nothing
before. Right, exactly. So he says, Mistabr Shafil Beresh, Shatorach, Lachsav Avorach, right? That's the Pichodesh, and Simitop Reish, I now will see Paul. He says you have to make it in Bracha. The Prima Godim, the Eshel Avraham, if you caught Zion, is not sure. He said, Tzarech Ian in Yivarach Shem. Not sure. So to me, I said, what do you mean, Tzarech Ian? Of course you have to make it a Godim, no matter what. Even if you hold that it's a Chesed Ner Hanukkah, Lamaita wasn't going to the Mitzvah. Everyone agrees that if you listen to Lamal Rechav, it's no good. So of course you have to make a Bracha. So I was thinking like this. Maybe it means the Bracha of the other Bracha, Shlosh Anisim. Maybe Alahalik Neshul Hanukkah is for sure to make another bracha because I wasn't yotzei mitzvah. But the question is, does the bracha of Shlosh Anisim count if I look a mile and a half? That may depend on this machlokes. Well, I say what? Because if you hold it, the chesed of Neshul Hanukkah, so I'm good. So I'm good. You're good to go. I saw Neshul Hanukkah. Mashenu came if above the mile and a half was a zero, so then I the drift of the road is no good either. That's what I was thinking. So Shlosh Anisim is a creative possibility. The chiddush, I think, but that's
what I'm saying. What's the minimum?
I don't know. I just have to think it through. But I thought maybe that's the
problem
for going
to
the Sukkot. Yes, that's what he says after the
Sukkot.
Right, exactly. But anyway, let me just finish this.
Before 5
minutes. That's
2:00.
That's
what I was saying.
Okay,
I'm sorry. No, I don't even know how early can you do it. I want to know if you lit it too early and it's still going.
No, the Chalachor of Hadlakos was the Yatta Lar Lakin as one. Same.
Good, because of it. Because of it.
Let me just finish up. Because that was my contribution that maybe it's the Prima Godim, the Nafka Mina, not the Brichas Hadlakos, because you weren't yotze. Even if it's a chepta mechana, you weren't yotze, it's a little too high. But the bracha was going to roll it, maybe it wasn't. Maybe that's why the prima donna was super compatible. Just to finish up, one more other Indian that also relates to sukkah. The Gemara has two quotes from Yoel HaLevi, that's the father of the Rav Yoel. Rav Yoel is in the letter of Yoel HaLevi. So his father, Yoel HaLevi, had an issue. The Gemara says in Sukkot of Beis HaBeis, I printed it in 53. Okay, the Gemara says that at least according to one opinion, if the wall, the bottom of the Sukkah reach all the way up, so then even Lamal Mechaf is good. Even the Chacham will agree. The faros magir to schach, because sholto be'ena, because you can follow the walls and see the schach. Okay? So he wants that's the Rav Yosha on the Beis HaBeis, which is in Sukkot. Okay? But the faros magir to schach, I feel a malar as a chalal as shayr. I feel a chalal as a shayr. Okay? Yeah, it's gigantic Sukkot, yeah. So but those are not 20 amas either. Anyway, the Rav Yosha says the same thing here. He says if you have. He made mechalak. He said this whole discussion about sukkah and neres chanukah and malach chok is only lighting outside. When you're lighting inside, where you have the walls of the house and so on, then it's even bigger. It's a big room you can see. And the Torah disagrees. Torah says not the same thing. Okay, Torah disagrees. I'm just saying that's another interesting issue whether or not that's good because Tosfos says already on Beis HaBeis if you find look longer than neres chanukah. Okay. There, it's not the same thing. And my hope is whether you can say this. The bottom line is to make a difference indoors or not.
We don't say that by sukkah.
Oh, so one of
the walls of Magia at the
Gaza. No, that's the more simple. He quotes it tomorrow, 53. The finals of Magia is a schach. A few miles from chair. Point to one thing. So the Rabbi Yosef, according to our opinion, it'll be the same thing here. Right? So that Torah says, no, it's not the same. Yeah, so in Tosfos already in the round, it's not the same. Okay, because it's not sort of in the same way and so on. So the Bach assumes like that also. Let's look to 58. Most assume not like Rabbi Yoel, more like the tools. Let's look to Mishnah Berurah and Kafresh Ayin Aleph Sukkah Chafchas. First of all, Amalam asks in Chama Amar. He says, "Lo Shabbat." He says, "Like you say, Ein Af Kamini Beim Emadik from the Chutz, Ein Emadik from the Bayit." Doesn't matter what house was. It's the same concern. And Lo Yotze, he says, "The Torah Chlachs of the Bar Can't Cut the Chutz." He quotes it because you have to make a new bracha, although he says, I am the prima. He said, the blue prima is not so sure. The last thing I want to mention, just in terms of 20 amos, again, lighting inside. So this question comes, what if they live in an apartment in New York City? I live on the 23rd floor. So the ritva, the rishon, the sugin shabbos of Alvin Bayes. In Darbali, a manichan machalom, tears from stomach come out. Afo pishi gvol in Bnei Rishus, harabel amal esbama, to be the day of the Sharinan, where you are. Kevod lo efshar al b'hachi. He says, if you light from the floor, it's fine on your floor. It doesn't matter, it's more than 20 amos off the ground. Okay? Not everybody agrees with that. Because the Shulchan Aruch and Tafresh Ayin Aleph Zayin says the name of the Rabbah quote, Bizman hazeh shulchulano madlikin b'fnim, ein hekel ibn Bnei Rishus rabin klal, A lochus kol tach in malikim etefach asamach lepesach. That's the light by the door. When we call lochus minig lahadlik etefach asamach lepesach, more men than the shadows. So you should light by the door. But then the Shabura says, that's what we do today, most of us. When we call lochus in yeshlo chalom asamach lepesach, nachon yoseh shalachem shom, kidei sheyehekli nevi shutarab v'yistar semanei. Okay, and then the Shabbos says, we do, we light by the window, that's what most
people do. Like
but,
and
that's what he was saying about, there's a Shara field, there he is. Ochein, look what he says in the Quran, Mem Bei 62, Ochein, Hima Chalon Gavo Mikarka Rishus Rab Lamam Esim. The Shabbos says that the house is more than 20 miles on the ground. There ain't heckle of Mei Rishus Rab, so Mei Rishus Rab, don't see it. You walk on the street in New York, you don't see it on the 23rd floor. Oz Tov Yos, Tov Yos, on Esim Pesach. Light it by the door. Okay, not by the window.
Why by the window?
That's the original minute.
More dangerous.
Yeah, but I said back in
the... But why was it the original minute?
No, okay, but he said...
So in the original minute, you had two things. You had something
right.
Outside the door.
Right.
And you have
a right.
And the building issue.
Right. So that, I guess we get on the building issue. So that's what he says, Tov Yosef. Okay? The Prima Gadim, if you've gotten the hay, says in 53, Mila did die in the Malik in the theme Rashayel on Ech Bachalol. When we call welcome, Yeh Shekhar Ksas, good neighbors in the Rabbah, because there's at least some kind of a hacker. So Sternberg deals with this, and his children are honest system, kind of based on Shimon based, Oshim based, 64, because they raise the question, okay, what about in New York City? He says, sure, I'm on the 23rd floor, but you know what? There's a building across the street that's also on the 23rd floor. So those people can see. Right? Is that enough? So Sternberg said, no, at first he says not. We are in Garla Mala, Mas Mala, ain't this a heck of a nation? I'm the Apshe Shenim in rules there. Even though you have Shenim opposite, lo maspik, that's not enough. Shechazal tiktu a heckel in neighbors the Rav Daka. Chazal was stacking at the hecklers of the people on the street. And that's it. Right. Lachain ima chalom lebala me'etz. Kimo shem botri kamish from the Feno. Not the Bnei Brak had these giant buildings, but whatever, you know, Yerushalayim, some of them are, I guess. Nira she'adiz lahadlik v'beisel v'delet, she'heklim ne'i beisel. V'chein v'forish v'pichorish and so on. Okay, Berom, he said, the Anshul Matos v'chidish pela b'ritva. That's the before that I quoted back in 59. There was a Risho, who says, still, even if it's more than 20 hours, you can light by the window because some kind of hecker. I think that's what people do, way out, the light by the window and not by the door, because there's some hackers. Sometimes you're driving or whatever.
Yeah, sometimes you don't think that okay, you see it changed when you have skyscrapers.
Right,
you have one building that's more than 20 hours.
Right, people
one thing,
but
when
there's so many. He said not that way.
Exactly.
But I don't think
yeah?
In the dorms in the yeshiva,
I don't
think
that's different enough.
Right. Why not light by the window? Yeah, why not light by the window? Because whatever. Anyway, those are just side points. The main thing I want to bring out was the Kapira, whether it's Lamal Echav, if it's in Pasa on the Hanukkah, or it's not considered the Hanukkah at all. You know, if it's just a problem in the, in the Chetz in the Hanukkah or not, and it's possible not to be in regards to the Brothers.
Beautiful.
I'll show you the lot.